Now on Radio 4, it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 24th of February. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Trafalgar, Lundy, Fastnet and Irish Sea. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 100 miles west of Bailey, 955, expected 250 miles northeast of Iceland, 965, by 1800 Monday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Northwest Vikings, southerly, veering southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, showers good. Southeast Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira, east 40s. Southerly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, rain then showers, poor becoming good. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, northwest Dogger. Southerly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, showers good. Southeast Dogger. Southerly veering southwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Southerly veering southwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain and showers, fog patches later. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor later. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. South veering southwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain and showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, northwest Biscay. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly 4 to 6. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Southeast Biscay, northwest Trafalgar. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly later 4 to 6. Fair then rain, good becoming poor. Southeast Trafalgar. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly, later 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first. Occasional rain on showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest 5 to 7, veering west 4 to 6 later. Showers, squally at first, good. Shannon, southwest, veering west 6 to gale 8. Squally showers, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in Bailey, veering west 6 to gale 8 later. Squally showers, moderate or poor. Faroe, Faroes. South veering southwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 6 later in Faroes. Squally showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic becoming westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in east, squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, southwest by south 6, recent precipitation 4 miles 991, rising slowly. Stornoway, south by west 6, recent precipitation 3 miles 985, rising slowly. Lerwick, south southwest 7, mist 4 miles 988, falling more slowly. Wick, south by west 4, 7 miles 989, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south southwest 5, 14 miles 993, now rising. Lucas, southwest 5, 13 miles, 996, now falling. Boomer, south-southwest 6, recent precipitation, 7 miles, 1,000, now falling. Bridlington, south-southwest 5, 1,006, falling slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic, south by west 7, 5 miles, 1,018. Greenwich light vessel automatic, south 7, 5 miles, 1,017. St. Catherine's Point automatic, southwest 4, 1,015, falling. Jersey, south by west 5, 7 miles, 1,017, falling. Channel light vessel automatic, south 7, 1,000 metres, 1,014. Scilly automatic, southwest by south 5, recent rain, 4 miles, 1,011, now rising. Milford Haven, southwest by south 5, recent rain, 4 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Aberporth, south by west 5, rain, 8 miles, 1,007, now falling. Valley, south by west 6, recent rain, 2 miles, 1,004, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south by east 5, 9 miles, 1,005, falling slowly. Valentia, southwest 4, recent rain, 6 miles, 1,002, now falling. Ronald's Way, south by west 6, mist, 2 miles, 1,001, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest by south 6, 6 miles, 993, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, south by west 5, 9 miles, 996, rising slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, a deep and complex Atlantic low centred just south of Iceland, will move away northeast during Monday. Strong winds and gales affecting all waters at first will decrease through Monday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South veering southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first near Cape Wrath. Showers, squally in north, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South veering southwest, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South veering southwest, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 5 or 6, then decreasing 4 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 5 or 6, then decreasing 4 later. Rain then showers, moderate or poor becoming good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 5 or 6, then decreasing 4 later. Rain then showers, moderate or poor becoming good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, then veering west 4 or 5 later. Excuse me, showers, rain at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 5 to 7, veering west 4 or 5 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, then veering west later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good. Isle of Man, south veering southwest 5 or 6. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate later. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwest 4 to 6, showers, squally in north, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamerkin Point. Southwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, squally showers, good. Ardamerkin Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest gale 8 or severe gale 9, decreasing 6 or 7. Squally showers, good. Shetland Isles. South veering southwest 7 or gale 8, occasionally 6 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
So much of her approach to writing music in general is informed by her incredible skill with words.
Add to playlist on BBC Radio 4.
Over the course of just that word conversation, the melody drops an octave.
D comes for conversation.
Together with our guests, we're discovering new musical connections.
If one of your band members got a minute solo and they went into this, you'd be impressed, wouldn't you?
I think it would depend on the gig.
The new series of Add to Playlist on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
With me, Anna Phoebe.
And me, Geoffrey Boachie. Available now on BBC Sounds.
Wonderful series. Now you're on Radio 4, our day is drawing to a close, but that doesn't mean we go silent as we're about to hand over to our World Service colleagues who have the newsroom, followed by the Life Scientific when Jim Al-Khalili talks to Bill Gates. That's at 1:30. And over on Radio 4 Extra now, the musician Guy Garvey is Kirsty Young's guest in Desert Island Discs Revisited. This is Chris Aldridge. Thank you very much for your company throughout this evening, and do have a peaceful night. From all of us here at Broadcasting House, good night.
At midnight GMT, Palestinian politicians have condemned Israel for sending tanks into the occupied West Bank for the first time in 20 years. Also coming up on the newsroom with Nigel Adderley.
Now we will talk to each other, and the main thing is to re-establish a government in Germany with a good parliamentary majority. Because, dear friends, the world out there is not waiting for us.
Friedrich Merz is in pole position to become Germany's next chancellor, as exit polls show his centre-right grouping has won the general election, with the far-right AfD coming second. Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll be willing to give up the presidency of Ukraine if it means his country could join NATO. And
Maria, Madre di Dio, prega per noi peccatori, adesso e grazie, il Signore è contigo.
Catholics across the world pray for the Pope, who remains in a critical condition. We hear from his home country, Argentina. This is the BBC World Service.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The leader of Germany's centre-right coalition has hailed its victory in pivotal elections, which also saw huge gains for the far-right AfD. With nearly all the results in, Friedrich Merz's Christian Democrats are on around 29% of the vote, while the AfD is in second place with over 20. Mr. Merz said a policy of not working with the AfD would be maintained. Jürgen Hart is the CDU's foreign policy spokesman.
AfD is the primary cause of Russia and German politics. They want to step us out of European Union, they want to step us out of the Euro, they want to step us out of NATO. This would be a very big, difficult exercise for Germany to follow them. There's no consensus between Christian Democrats on one side and AfD on the other side.
Friedrich Merz said his top priority as German Chancellor would be strengthening unity in Europe, which he said needed to achieve independence from the United States. Speaking during a post-election panel, Mr. Merz took a swipe at American officials, saying interventions from Washington had been on a par with those from Moscow. Sumi Somaskander explains.
He talked about foreign policy, and he said that what he is seeing in the U.S. he has no illusions about, and that the interference of the U.S., speaking about J.D. Vance's speech at the Munich Security Conference, supporting the AfD, for example, or Elon Musk hosting an event with the AfD, that that was as brazen as the type of interference that has come from Moscow. So very strong words on the relationship with the U.S. Interesting to hear that now from who is likely to be the next chancellor.
On the eve of the third anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky has said he's willing to give up his presidency in exchange for peace. He said he wasn't offended by Donald Trump's remarks over the past week, who described the Ukrainian leader as a dictator without elections. He was answering questions at a news conference.